Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
And now, Tom Farinella.
Hello, everybody. This is Tom Farinella. Welcome to the Tom Farinella Show, the most intriguing broadcast in America. Here we are. This is Blog Talk Radio. Yes, if you want to give us a call, the number is 347-326-9037. How the heck am I supposed to be able to keep on repeating that number? But anyhow, this is the Tom Farinella Show, and we are so glad to have you aboard. We're going to talk about everything. We're going to talk about current events, politics, entertainment, sports, and much more. Whatever else is on your mind. That's right. And we don't need to start a chat session. So I'm here in New York City, and also I am a lawyer here in New York City. So if you'd like to call me about any legal issues you may have, that's possible as well. So welcome to the program. And at this point, let's see, what can we talk about? Well, I guess the most telling thing is the election. And this week in the election, there were some issues with John McCain and some story of his that he, I don't even know the specific details of the story, but, and the reason is because the New York Times comes out with this very difficult story where they went after John McCain and they endorsed him. So I right away read some brief things. And of course, due to content restrictions and copyright law and everything else, it's very difficult to, I'm not able to talk about, to read stories. So I guess we'll see. I have my high-end legal team here at the Tom Farinella Show working on that. And so I honestly have to say that this is the first time that I do not have a dog in the fight. So with that being said, I think it's important to mention that I see things from a very objective standpoint. Because I really have no extreme passion for any of the candidates. But if you do, I'd love to hear about it. You can call me at 347-326-9037 and chime in about what you think is your, or who your favorite candidate is, or who's most inspiring and why. So that's something that I'd like to get into a little bit more. Also, if you're living in the New York City area, which this website does attract many. Am I allowed to read the lottery numbers? Okay. The Mega Million numbers, 7, 12, 13, 19, and 22, and the, 270 million. 270 million. That's right, $270 million. Could you imagine that? A quarter of $1 billion. That is truly life-changing. Would you say, I think $1 million was. And here's the thing about it. The $270 million that you could win on the Mega Ball, if you have the lucky numbers, it's $270 million, but the pot's $270 million. But it comes to $164 million after taxes. That's right. The government gets close to $110 million. That's just about 50%. So that's a compelling situation. So it really, it doesn't make a difference what the jackpot is, because the government gets half of it anyway. So what seems to be a quarter billion ends up being half of that, which is far from a quarter billion. But nevertheless, so I don't know if there's been a declared winner, but if there has or there is, good for them. Good for them. I know that I bought tickets. I think didn't come close. But the other night I did actually get three numbers. Unfortunately, it was not any of the quick picks. So we're recovering here in New York from a snowstorm, which seems to be a bit unusual, because we haven't had snow. And I guess the global warming people must think that that's just something that is very, very, you know, indicative of warming. Hey, you know, did you see this thing about J-Lo? Now, this is the reason why I am different than most political shows is because I do delve into the entertainment world, because it deals with our sociological state, our being as people here in a country that is so free. And only in America would Jennifer Lopez receive $6 million. That's right. She's going to get $6 million for People magazine to take pictures of her twins, or to have the first rights for her twins. Isn't it? It's just odd, isn't it? I think it is. But nevertheless, if you want to give me a call, you can do so at 347-326-90. Let's test this out. 326-9037. Let's see if the phone's working. Because I'm not showing anybody on.
Oh, radio. Please wait while we connect your call.
Well, there you go. So you can hear my show. And while you're on hold, yep, there you go. So the phones are working. So why don't you give me a call? Number is 347-326-9037. And, well, I don't even know if anybody's listening, but if you are listening, give us a call. I'm sure it's very easy to get the number off the website. But what do you think? Is J-Lo and whatever else the entertainment people doing matter? Is it something we should be worried about? Lord knows that the United States Congress went to brought Roger Clemens before them, so they think that sports is important. And is it? What do you think? Does it matter? is it significant? I have mixed opinions. I think there are things to be learned based upon how we as a culture react to people in the entertainment world and to people in the sports world. So with that being said, I think it's relevant. I mean, $6 million for a picture of newborn children? Man, I have 15 of them. The greater question is, does she even need the $6 million? And there's something very strange about it, I think. Of course, we don't want to be like MSNBC and say that J-Lo's pimping out her kids before they're even born, because that could get me banned from the airwaves. Did you hear about that controversy where Chelsea Clinton was referred? There was a talk show host on television who said that Chelsea Clinton was being pimped out by the Clintons. And, of course, Hillary and Bill, who have very big friends in the world, had major problems with that. So they wanted this host annihilated. I think he ended up being suspended and whatever else. And what did it lead to? Did it lead to anything? Well, I'm still convinced that she had something to do with the original Don Imus firing. After all, he does say that she is the devil. Now let's talk about the Clintons and let's talk about Barack, and let's really have an in-depth discussion about the two candidates. Well, Barack Obama earlier in the week was accused of plagiarism. Now, borrowing one's words, generally in a speech, you probably, just to be safe, should quote them. Okay? Should quote them. And, or I'm sorry, quote them. You should make reference to them. You should give them credit for being the one who is actually created the speech. Now, the question is, what does that have to do with his overall campaign? Does it mean that he potentially could be somebody who steals from others without giving them credit? That goes to credibility. But Barack Obama seems, the criticism of him seems to be very removed. I think the reason for that, I think the overall reason for that is because I do believe, because he's the first formidable black candidate, and I think people are, the mainstream media anyhow, is very reluctant to launch any sort of criticism for that reason. And is that something that should be, or is that the way it should be? I don't know. You tell me. Give us a call right now, 347-326-9037, and we could flush that issue out. We could do that if you'd like. And whatever else you want to talk about.
And now, Tom Farinella.
Okay, we're back here. This is the Tom Farinello radio program where we bring to you the most intriguing broadcast in America. Welcome aboard. Give us a call. The number is open, 347-326-9073. We're just having a Saturday afternoon chat, talking about whatever and however. We're here at www.blogtalkradio.com, and this is the Tom Farinello Show, which is the most intriguing broadcast in America. So I'm waiting for my switchboard to blow up, so call me now, 347-326-9037. I know that if you're listening, you must have some opinion on the election, on Roger Clemens and baseball, on whatever else is out there, because there's no question in my mind that anybody who's on right now, you must have opinions, otherwise you would not be listening. You must have something to say. So getting back to the debate, I did happen to watch the debate, this last debate, and you know, Hillary Clinton is in a very unusual situation because she basically is now trying to get up a very big hill. This hill is extremely, extremely tall and large. And in order for her to really win, she has to come back. And what I say is that perhaps might be the whole entire strategy in and of itself. And I'll tell you what, the comeback kid part two. You know, the Clintons like to have stories told about them. They like to reach unreachable odds, and they like to overcome the most difficult things that are out there. They like to be winners. They like to be deemed as someone who has beaten the odds, you know, and their whole lives have been dedicated to Bill Clinton's moment and now Hillary's moment. Hillary has absolutely no intention of losing. She works day and night. She doesn't sleep. And she is doing everything she can in her power so far. I don't think her true power has been seen because I'm still waiting for the big moment to come, because I have a feeling they have something up their sleeve. It would not be the Clintons if they did not have something up their sleeve, and they intend on. She has every confidence that she's going to win this nomination. I believe whether it's delusional or whether she knows something we don't, that is telling. So I really think that we should watch what goes on in the next couple of weeks, because March 4th, there's 5 primaries up, 370 delegates, which could decide the election to some extent. But you see, the way the Democrats do it, it's so unique in the delegate count that it's unique from the Republicans, because in the Republican primaries, if a Republican wins, they take all the delegates. And the Democrats, they have this profit sharing. That's a good way to look at it, the profit sharing. That it's like the Major League Baseball. They share their profits with each other, that if they profit 60%, they get 60% of the delegates. If they profit 40%, they get 40% of the delegates. And that's a good way to look at it, like profit sharing. Because this whole delegate count thing is going to end up being the tell-all that really determines what happens in this election. So that's basically where we're at with the election. Republicans, John McCain, whatever. I don't say that with any intention on being sarcastic, but you know, the Republicans have really dropped the ball. While they had a Republican-controlled Congress and a Republican president, they failed to implement the basic tenets of being Republican, which is the basic tenets of such include. They include less government and less spending, and they just didn't do it. They increased spending, and they just dropped the ball in a way that they themselves have damaged their own party. And then when you get a guy like McCain here, who is what he is, a wishy-washy moderate. Well, not wishy-washy. He's not wishy-washy. He's very divisive. He's very, he makes people love him or hate him. And that's important. But he sort of reminds me of Bob Dole. And we know what happened with Bob Dole. Not much. Now, if you're following the American Idol thing, I'm not. So we're not talking about American Idol because I'm not following it. So there's nothing worth to talk about. If you know something that you want to talk about or you have something to share, give us a call, 347-326-9037.
Tom Farrell!
And now, Tom Farinella.
All right, we're back. I have to keep doing this because what we're doing. This is the Tom Farinella Show, the most intriguing broadcast in America for people who just get it. And until I know you're out there listening, this seems like a very futile effort. The whole concept of blog talk radio seems very fun, but it doesn't if you don't have listeners. And the only way you know if you have listeners is if they call in to the call-in line at 347-326-9037. So if you want to do that, you can do that. 347-326-9037. What's that? I don't know. What, something just happened. 326-9037. So if you want to do that, I actually thought I had a caller there. But I don't. Okay. So what else is going on in the world that you like that seems important or pressing? Like sports? Well, I happen to since the political situation has just gone the way it has gone, I really started listening to sports radio. And the reason why I've listened to sports radio is because sports radio gives me a different viewpoint on just the world from the perspective that there's not so much, there are escapes. And now I understand why people why people why people revel in sports, because it helps get away from real life and you just don't want to deal with politics. And 1010 wins news here, the station here in New York, the all news station, the most listened to news station in the country, whatever they say, just repeats the same stories over and over. So I don't know. Now, the New York Mets have acquired a guy by the name of Johan Santana.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Johan Santana is a marvel from the news station in the country, whatever they marvel from Minnesota Twins. I think it was 15-13 last year. Not the greatest record, but if you like the Mets, this is an amazing acquisition, because anybody who follows baseball understands that the New York Mets did have a meltdown last season where they lost. There were 7 games ahead in first place with 17 games left to go, and they blew the lead, which ends up being the worst blown lead in the history of baseball. So this Johan Santana acquisition, I think, helps people or Met fans get beyond that whole collapse, because it was a terrible collapse. And I was listening to it, sort of like, I guess if you're a Hillary Clinton fan, if the collapse is final. I still don't think she's out. Anyway, what about this whole Andy Pettit steroid thing? Roger Clemens and Andy Pettit, what is all that about? I don't know. You know, it's steroids in baseball. Well, my take on it is very simple. It's a very common sense approach. What happened is Major League Baseball made a big mistake, because they needed to get the game back on track. So they didn't care what players did. And while players were juicing up and during the 90s, they were hitting balls out of the park and things were going well, and Bud Selig ended up making more money for the sport than it's ever received before, it really boosted the game's appeal, because the players were hitting home runs and the long ball was such a relevant factor in the game. And in this case, it's a pitcher, so it's even more unusual. But the Rocket has had an amazing career, and this certainly is something that he does not need. Obviously, who needs this? But from a legal standpoint, you know, I think his lawyers are nuts to have him go before Congress and to be speaking so publicly about the event, although publicly is not under oath, still making statements like this could be detrimental to any future criminal charges that might be filed. And I don't know if they will file them. I do know that Barry Bonds had he did have he was charged with perjury, lying under oath. Actually, if you're familiar with New York sports, I was on the Mike and the Mad Dog program, and I basically gave an interview with them, and I'm a lawyer as well, gave my in-depth legal analysis as to what I thought was relevant and what was important and why this was happening. It seems as if Barry Bonds is a little bit different because they have a failed drug test in 2001, which puts him in a different boat than Roger Clemens. But Roger Clemens has been yapping his big mouth. And what happened is, I think that there's a backlash in that people don't like big mouths. They like humble people. And Andy Pettit, who's another pitcher who pitched for the New York Yankees, who was in the middle of all this, seems to be very humble about the whole situation. And with that being said, it seems as if people, and over his career, he's just been a very humble guy. He hasn't been very bombastic, much like Roger Clemens. And with Roger Clemens, you know, anybody who follows baseball, follows the Mets or the Yankees especially, probably remembers Roger Clemens throwing a roid rage on the field and threw a bat at Mike Piazza, who at the time was a New York Met, in what seemed to be an unprovoked moment, an unprovoked temper tantrum. So Roger Clemens has been very brash throughout his career, and he's been very arrogant, and I think that that does not play well when you're trying to appeal to the public about your perception, your persona, about what it is that you are saying and the truth of that. So I think at the end of the day, Roger Clemens has hurt himself by being so vocal. And I think at this point, of course, hindsight's 20/20, but it could be concluded that he might have been better off just being a little less arrogant. And apparently, although I can't read the story, one of the questions that came up was that during his testimony before Congress had to do with whether or not he was at some party thrown by Jose Canseco. And it's saying here, although I could read it and tell you what I've just read, but I can't read it. So once it filters through my own mind, I can then tell you what it really said, because it's illegal. Yes. Let's see. He never attended a party in 98. Blah, blah, blah. In the wake of the... So anyway, it looks as if his attorney issued a statement that reverses what he said. Now, the statement I can read, because that's public. "We know that baseball announcers broadcasting the game at the time said Roger was not at the party. Jose Canseco has said Roger was not at the party, as has Canseco's former wife. Roger was playing golf at the time of the party, and he stated that he may have stopped by the Canseco house after playing golf before heading to the ballpark for the game." So, was he at the party or was he not? Or is a stop-by being at the party? And I'll tell you where this all starts to get wishy-washy, where Bill Clinton left us, which is what it is. What's the definition of it? What does his mean? Don't know. So that's what it is. It is, my expression is, it is what it is. But does any of this interest you? 347-326-9037. 347-326-9037. And what else do we have? Let's see. You know what? Maybe I could. I don't think there's content restriction on the Mike and the Mad Dog interview I did with Barry Bonds. So, well, maybe there is, probably. So we probably won't. Maybe I can just play my response to the question. I guess I can read the response to the questions, right? Okay. I don't have a transcript, so so we can't do that. But there are no callers, so we admit that here at the Tom Farinella Show. The most intriguing broadcast in America. Let's see, there is something I did, actually, that I could play that might... It's not content, because it is a comedy parody I created. So, let's see if we get that. Let's see, Hardball. It's an impersonation. So there's no content and material. Let's see if we can find it. Hold on 1 second. We're looking for the Hardball, my parody. I have to go to the bathroom. I'm not gonna lie. I have to take a break. I can't play commercials. Well, I guess I could, but it wouldn't be. I don't even have real commercials. Do you have real commercials? If you have real commercials, you can. Or if you want to call in to take the show over for a few minutes, you can do so. No, we can't let that happen, right? No, of course not. Hold on, folks. We're just trying to find some something. Boy. This is great radio, isn't it? Well, you know, it's not like I have people calling in. If I did, then I would, it'd probably be a little bit more concerned, right, with what I'm saying. I'm looking for my sound files. Oh, boy. Did I not ever expect this? So much for intriguing, right? The only intrigue is that whether or not I will ever... find this parody. It's somewhere. I just don't know where. Hold on.
Hi, welcome to Hobo. This is Chris Matthews. Tonight we have a very special show for you, because we got the only female candidate who got jumped by all the boys in the last presidential debate, Hillary Clinton. Presidential candidate Clinton, welcome to Hobo. It was true that the men became bunny boys when they attack you, they all swimming after the birds?
If all that were proven true, I think that would be a very serious offense.
Wow, holy cow. Man, what an answer. So, let us know, are you all on the same team or what? That's how Dean got you guys going crazy, trying to go after you and drop an ambush and burn out your campaign.
You know, I just want our country to start having a conversation where people start talking to each other again, and where we are listening to each other, and where we try to solve the problems we have, because we have a lot of big problems. Mm-hmm. And we can do it. I mean, there's no reason we can't. I mean, we're able to do anything we put our minds to it, but it requires everybody sort of working together and coming together about it.
I know. Can't we just all get along? I agree with you, Senator Clinton. My God. Holy Katrina, what are they thinking? What is this happening to you?
This vast right-wing conspiracy that has been...
Oh, no, not that again. I thought we got rid of that a long time ago. So, tell us a little bit what you think is the best way to handle this up-and-coming debate.
I think it's been very unfortunate that, you know, after 9/11, the entire country was united, and the entire world was really on our side, with, you know, few exceptions of the bad guys who everybody was against. And we've lost a lot of that, and we need to regain it, because we'll do better if we have people rooting for us. And if we're all trying to figure out how to, you know, deal with health care and energy and all the rest of the issues at home. So I think we've missed some opportunities the last couple of years. But that's retrievable. We just need to put our mind to it.
Man, all the people who ran for president stand just to sound that good. You're so great. You're the smartest woman in the world. So, one last question, because I know you're short on time, and we so appreciate you coming here and helping Chris Matthews. Sorry, got a frog in my throat. I'm the smartest woman in the world right here with Chris Matthews and Apple. Anyway, my first lady, great senator from New York. One last question. Here we go. What do you think about Oprah? Is this such a tragedy? Oh, man. Oh, this is Chris Matthews. Thank you so much, Senator Clinton, for coming on. You're the greatest woman in the world. Anyway, next, come on. Right here, Oprah with Chris Matthews. Friends of the Kennedys. Shouldn't they just put themselves all year round and that's just some hollering? Oprah!
By the way, this is the Tom Farrell Show. And this is not copyrighted music. Thank you.
Tom Farinella.
And now, Tom Farinella.
Okay, welcome back. The Tom Farinella Show. On the Tom Farinella Radio Network, Taff Talk. .com. Go to TapTalk.com today to hear previous broadcasts of the most intriguing broadcast in America, the Tom Farinella Show. If you'd like to be part of the Tom Farinella Show, give us a call at 347-326-9037, and we'll be happy to talk with you about whatever it is that is on your mind. And we cannot play that one. Sorry. Whoa. No. The iTunes just likes to keep going. iTunes just keeps going. And so do we here at the Tom Farinella Show. So what is it that you'd like to discuss? Would you like to discuss Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Ted Kennedy? Has anybody heard Ted Kennedy singing the Spanish singing that he does? Absolutely priceless. That's right. It's absolutely priceless. So I think that if you don't have anything to do and you'd like to really get a good chuckle, chuckle with Teddy Boy, because he's actually quite humorous. We're going to open a can of soda. We shall not mention. Okay, we can hear everything here. The Tom Farinella studio is absolutely high-tech. We're high-tech here at Blog Talk Radio. I've mastered a way to get my microphone and computer. And I'm not talking to you by speakerphone. Isn't that funny? That's funny, isn't it? We're talking to you live from New York City. The Tom Farinella Radio Show. Unfortunately, we don't know if we have listeners yet. Number 347-326-9037 if you'd like to call in to discuss any topic. We'll just do open topics. If you have any topics relating to the world, current events, sports, politics, entertainment, whatever it is, call us right now. I don't know if we can do another call. Can we do another call? Let's see if we can do another call. Let's see. Actually, what was it that we were... Oh, this was really good. Yeah. See, I think you should just talk with music behind it. Yeah. Here we are. How's this? So anyway, here we are. Yeah, get a little music, a little life, a little vim and vigor. What the hell is vim and vigor? I don't know. The radio show has taken a new turn. Hey, did any of you see the rocket that was launched into space to blow up that satellite? That was kind of interesting, wasn't it? What do you think? What else can we talk about? I guess I can make reference to things that I just can't read. Copyrighted stuff. Don't want to get into copyright problems. This song is a podcast safe song. It's got it from one of the podcast stations. So it's created for the purposes of being played. See, if I constantly have the music playing, I can look to see what else is out there. Oh, the big Oscars coming up. I don't even know. Does anybody care about the Oscars? I don't. Haven't seen any of the movies. I can't remember when the last time it was I went to a movie, because there's just nothing out there to play, to watch, to see. I mean, anything that's worthwhile has not come across this year. Well, maybe I'm wrong. I haven't seen what's nominated, so I can't really necessarily speak on it, can I? You're listening to the Tom Farinella Show, right here, at blogtalkradio.com. And we're just listening to some Saturday afternoon. Tough time to do a show, wouldn't you say? But, you know, this is really the first show I've ever done. So it's good to get my feet wet and test out the waters and just see what's out there and see how it goes. And it's not going. You can go to taptalk.com, see that website, see how that changes things for you. And you could do all that and much more. But let's see if I could. I don't know what else can we do here. We play the Chris Matthews segment. Let's see. We talk about baseball, election, and I think we've done all that, right? Politics, radio, sports, talk. Tom, those are all the key words I use. But they don't seem to be so key. Let's edit this segment, because we're going to edit this segment because I have had enough for today. So I thank you for tuning in to the Tom Farinella Show. And it's been great. Let's see, did it work? No, it's not. Let me edit. Oh, I don't want to be on for 120 minutes, please. I don't want to be on for 120 minutes. I was told to tell my Bill Clinton. Oh, my God. What did I do this for? Hillary. We want to edit this. Yes, submit. All right. I think I'm good. I think it went through. I think it went through. Well, I'll know if I go online. Let me just see. There's a switchboard. No callers, of course. The thing ends soon. Let's go to the switchboard. The switchboard. Oh, yes. We're going to be out of here in 2 minutes. That's right. The Tom Farinella Radio Show, the most intriguing broadcast in America. We just came to you for one whole full hour, just about one whole full hour. And I have about a minute left, 1 minute left of the Tom Farinella Radio Show. I'm sorry that you decided not to call in. And hopefully next time you will call in and you'll be a participant of the most intriguing broadcast in America when it all takes off and explodes and it becomes so worldwide that you will just get a busy signal for the whole entire time I'm on the air. How do you like them apples? So for right now, I think it's time for us to wrap up all the good tidings and to basically say that we appreciate you listening, if you did, but just didn't call in to tell me you were listening, because this is the first of many broadcasts that will blow up blogtalkradio.com. You can visit my website, taptalk.com. Email me, gaf@taptalk.com. And If you wanted to call in, 347-326-9037, we have 20 seconds left before we have to say goodbye. Until next time, this is Tom Farinello reminding you, if you do not go, reminding you, if you don't speak up, you will never be heard. What does that mean? Show is on, but not streaming. I don't know what that means.